Reaction. Abreaction, her new album, React. Anyway. And before that was Lila Gray, the track Haunt off of her upcoming record, Scared of the Dark, You Should Be Too. And that set kicked off by a remix of Sade Wele's Moto. Right here on the Vancouver Mix Tape. That's what we call the show. That's what we do. We mix tapes. No, just kidding. We play Vancouver-based music.
Jesse, how old were you when you stopped being afraid of the dark?
I mean, in the right context, I think I'm still afraid of the dark.
Yeah, me too, actually, to be honest.
Like, if it's completely, if all of a sudden it goes pitch black, there's momentary panic. There's momentary, like, And also, if I'm just, like, walking, if I'm, like, camping and I'm walking and it's completely dark out and my eyes haven't adjusted, spooky.
You know what kind of spookiness, like, really, really gets me, or, like, darkness that really gets me, is the driving late at night on a poorly illuminated road, mm-hmm. and the only light is the headlight light, because you know something's going to come up and look spooky in the middle of the road. It's
totally
going to be amplified on that light.
Yeah. To give an answer in the spirit of your question, I don't remember exactly when when I stopped being like, it's dark, I'm afraid. I do have some, you know, memories of being afraid in the dark as a child. And, I don't know, 11.
Did you have a basement or a crawl space or a dark area where, like, when you were finished down there and you had to turn out the light, that you just, like, book it up the stairs? We used to have, when we lived in Alberta, we had, like, a little basement where, like, we're finished playing downstairs, turn off the lights, but then you had to giddy up out of there or else the monsters would get you.
Not at my house, but I remember similar things at friends' houses, for sure. Something I did with a friend recently is I went to see the band Justice.
Whoa! How was that?
It was lots of fun. I went with my friend Jordan, and we danced, even though we were in the seated section. Well, it was all general admission, but by the time we got there, the floor was, like, so incredibly crowded to try to get anywhere would have just been fruitless.
Peony form?
It was actually at the Pacific Coliseum.
Oh, boy.
And I brought that up because the next band we're going to play is called Pacific Coliseum.
Whoa, crazy. Look at the segues. We are professionals, folks.
Yeah, Pacific Coliseum is the side project of... Jamie, I'm going to have to... For some reason, I always get Germany and Teen Days mixed up in this context.
Teen Days.
Yes, the side project of Teen Days is Pacific Coliseum. And there's a new record called Voice Wave coming out on December 3rd, which is just over a month. Oh my God. Month and a half away.
It's unnerving, Jesse. It's
yikes.
Unnerving.
And there's a new single out from it, the lead single called Games, featuring Eternal Love, and we're going to play it for you right now. Enjoy, friends.
Thank you.
Bloom Effect. A track called Presente.
I knew I could trust you with the accent more than me.
Well, one of us has taken several semesters of university Spanish and the other has not.
That is why we keep you here.
That's the only reason. Before that was Portrait of a Parrot by White Poppy from Paradise Regained. And that's that kicked off with some electronic music by Pacific Coliseum. A track called Games featuring Eternal Love from the upcoming record Voice Wave. I mentioned seeing Justice at Pacific Coliseum.
Ooh.
You know who else I saw outside of the Pacific Coliseum after that concert? I saw Alex Morrison of The History of Gunpowder.
Whoa! Crazy. I knew he was at that show, too. Wow.
Yep. So I just bring that...
The next history record is going to be very dancey and electronic?
French house all the way. Really seems to fit right into the whole History of Gunpowder aesthetic, mm-hmm. You know? I bring that up not just to mention it, but because, Jamie, you wanted to play a track by The History of Gunpowder.
Yes, they just released a brand new album. They had their album release show way back when, in September. I believe we talked about it on this show, but the album hadn't come out yet. So, we're going to play a track off of it. One of the quieter tracks. This is Eye the Sky off of their latest Swallows. And you listen to it on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That is it for this episode of the Vancouver Mixtape.
I had fun.
I had a lot of fun listening to music with you and with you out there. Thanks for hanging out and listen to some tunes. You just heard Bugs FM by Bill Can, the title track off the new record. Before that was Dreamer Song by Roswit, which is some old punk, O-L-D-E is how they are self-styled. There was some flute on that track, which is kind of fun. The record's called Eternal Living, and that was kicked off by a new track by History of Gunpowder, from their new record Swallows, called Eye the Sky. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
And we will be back next week.
Whoa!
For a fun and spooky episode. So until then, take care of yourselves. We love you lots.
Bye!
Bye, friends.
You're listening to CJ.